Yeah, I'll convene the Ways and Means Committee. We don't quite have a quorum yet, but I think we can start with the presentation of the bill. We're just one short, so I assume as soon as somebody walks in the door, we'll be able to fully convene the committee. So the first bill up is House File 1706. And normally, we got 15. Okay, very good. Thank you. You created the quorum for us. Then we'll start with the agenda. Let's see. Representative Olson, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes, I moved the minutes.
Okay, the motion is before us for the approval of the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carried. We then have House File 1706. Is Representative Hansen? Yes, he's coming in. Representative Hansen, would you care to move the division report?
Yes, I would move the division report. This was the...
For 1706.
For 1706, the Lipper Bill specifying duties and services of soil and water conservation.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the division report? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Hansen, would you care to move the bill?
I would move 1706 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, and Representative Lippert, would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, so Minnesota Statutes Chapter 103C is a Soil and Water Conservation District law. However, duties and obligations for SWCDs are also in various other areas of statute. So this bill provides those statutory cross-references in 103C and incorporates simple text on the range of SWCD services, helping to better articulate what SWCDs do, how they do it, the legal obligations the state has put upon them, as well. So this bill simply organizes state statute related to SWCDs and puts everything in one place. There's no fiscal impact here, and the Assistant Director of State Associations of SWCDs is available if there are questions related to this bill.
Okay, Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks for bringing this bill forward. This does, you know, certainly do some appropriate things as far as the way our SWCDs work, but not directly related to this bill, but directly related to them being able to perform the functions within this bill. Is the author aware of any efforts to actually get SWCDs funded in this year's budget?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm aware that there's some there's some legislation moving related to that question. That's not what this bill is focused on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, thank you, Representative. But how are they going to do all this work that you've outlined in your bill if they don't have any money?
Representative
Lippert. Mr. Chair, Representative, this is simply organizing what's already in statute. So that's not a question that this bill is addressing. It's simply organizing what's already in law.
Representative Perkins.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, thank you for that. What are you doing to see that your bill can actually be carried out by making sure that SWCDs are adequately funded to do the work that's outlined in your bill?
Representative Lippert.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I'm involved in the question of how SWCDs are funded, involved in that conversation as it's moved through the legislature when it's been in committee, but this bill is not focused on that question. It's simply focused on organizing what's currently in statute.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative. Well, tell me about those conversations.
Mr. Chair.
You said you've been having.
Representative Torkelson, I think you're kind of going afar from the bill. I think it's been explained that this is simply a bill to reorganize current statute, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we need to go down that road. Representative Ferkelson.
Thank you for the discretion, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, then I will renew the Hansen motion that House File 1706 be recommended to be placed on the general register. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we'll go to House File 1024, the Wolgamott bill, and Representative Hornstein.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Transportation Finance and Policy Division report on House File 1024.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the division report? Seeing none, and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Hornstein?
I move that House File 1024 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Wolgamott, would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm here this morning to present House File 1024, a bill to designate a segment of I-94 from Sauk Center to Alexandria as the Kenneth E. Cellon and Eugene B. Schlaufelt Memorial Highway. The fiscal impact of this bill is as follows. There would be no net cost to this bill. The only cost is for signage, and as I'm sure you know, the state always requires interested parties to raise the few thousand dollars. Per the fiscal note, the total cost of this particular project to be raised by the interested party is $2,744.40, rounded to $3,000. This will cover 2 8-by-3.5 signs, one facing in each direction, and all equipment and labor costs of MnDOT from the Trunk Highway Fund in fiscal year 2020. And I've talked to the interested party, and they have assured me that they will be paying for this. So that's about all there is to it, Mr. Chair and committee members. I hope you enjoy the Girl Scout cookies.
Well, thank you. And any discussion? Seeing none, then, Representative Hornstein, would you care to renew your motion?
I renew my motion that House File 1024 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members.
Okay, now we have House File 1584, Representative Lee.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Environment and Natural Resources Finance Division report.
Okay, the motion to adopt the division report is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Hansen?
I move House File 1584 be recommended to be placed in the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Lee, care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. House File 1584 is a bill from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to change the eligibility requirements of their Small Business Environmental Improvement Loan Program. And the bill will expand the availability of the loan to businesses who have less than 100 employees and eliminates the $1 million cap on a business net worth, lower the interest rate on loans, and raise the allowable loan amount from $50,000 to $75,000.
Okay, any discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Hansen, care to renew your motion?
I renew my motion that House File 1584 be recommended to be placed in the general register.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We now have House File 1127. Representative Baker.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hornstein.
I move adoption of the Transportation Finance and Policy Division report on House File 1127.
Okay, the motion is before us to adopt the division report. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Torkelson, would you care to move the bill?
I do, Mr. Chair, except I lost my little cheat sheet.
It's 1127.
1127, I move 1127 be referred to the general register.
That motion is appropriate and before us. Representative Baker, care to explain the bill?
I do, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members, and thank you, Representative Torkelson, for moving my bill. House File 1127 is in honor of a fallen hero in the west central Minnesota area. Ryan Clark passed away while serving his country overseas. He was a very active young man back in our area, very involved in youth sports, youth activities before he deployed, and he was only a few weeks away from coming home, and he was killed in action. So his parents were here a week or two ago in Chair Hornstein's committee, and we had a great hearing. So with that, members, this is a very fitting thing that will be, again, paid for by interested parties. Anxious to get this thing moving along, and I appreciate your support today. Thank you.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, then, Representative Torkelson, care to renew your motion?
I renew my motion that House File 1127 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
We now have House File 2697, Representative Murphy, the Omnibus Claims Bill. I guess she told us she might be a little late, so we'll move on. So we'll just refer back to that. Becker Finn, Representative Becker Finn, is she present? Yeah. Okay, Representative Hansen.
I move adoption of the Environment Natural Resources Finance Division report on House File 1586, the Omnibus Lands Bill.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Hansen.
I move House File 1586 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Becker Finn, care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is the annual DNR lands bill. As folks will remember, if we are selling any amounts of public land on waterways, that has to be approved by the legislature. So that is this bill. There are if you have the handout, it kind of explains everything as far as the individual things that we're changing here. I was asked to speak to the financial aspects of the bill, and it's actually a net savings. Essentially, these smaller pieces of land are sold, and then those funds go into the land acquisition account.
Okay, any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did we adopt the division report already?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We have a motion now before us that it be recommended to be passed and placed on the general orders.
To either the author or to Chairman Hansen, is there any land acquisition in this bill?
Representative Becker Finn, both of you have indicated a readiness to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not in this version. Not this year.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Representative Hansen?
I move House File 1586 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. What is here is House File 16. Okay, Representative Hornstein, would you care to move the division report?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Transportation Finance and Policy Division report on House File 1623.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Would you care to move the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that House File 1623 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register.
The motion is before us. So if you could explain the bill.
Mr. Chair, House File 1623 contains provisions that were passed last year through the Transportation Committee and through the floor and conference committee process. These provisions were in the bill that was the larger bill that was vetoed by the governor at the end of session last year. So these are non-controversial provisions that myself and Senator Newman and others felt would be important to move quickly through the process this year so that they can be signed into law soon. So this is nothing that the
the legislature hasn't approved already.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying, oh, we should renew the motion.
Oh, Mr. Chair, I renew the motion that House File 1623 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Let me see. Representative Albright, you had your hand up. Did you want to do your bill early? Was that?
Only if the chair's discretion.
Well, I'll recognize your hand was up, so we'll move ahead then to that's 836.
Thank you.
When your hand went up, I thought that you were prepared to perhaps substitute for Representative Murphy on the claims bill, but then I found out.
No, Mr. Chair, that's above my pay grade.
Okay, so we have Representative Albright's bill before us. Representative Hornstein.
Yes, I move adoption of the Transportation, Finance, and Policy Division report on House File 836.
Okay, the motion is before us to adopt the division report. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Albright.
Mr. Chair, I move House File 836 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register.
The motion is before us, and if you would explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 836 memorializes Richard J. Ames, founder of Ames Construction, who passed away in 2019, designates a route from Jordan to U.S. Highway 61 near Measville as the Richard J. Ames Memorial Highway. Designated stretch includes portions of trunk highways 282, 13, 3, and 50, as well as Dakota County State Aid Highway 50. The bill authorizes memorial signs on the highway using funds that will come from a non-state source, and I have spoken with the Ames family, and they are more than happy to accommodate. The effective date is after final enactment.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, would you care to report? Excuse me, Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I don't think this is for the author. I think it's for some nonpartisan staff or something. We're doing a lot of naming of stretches of highway and bridges. How often do we do that for business people? The pattern I've generally seen is the last bill. It's service members, it's police officers, it's public servants. How often do we do this for a business person?
You ask that of nonpartisan staff?
I ask it of anybody in the room who might be able to answer the question.
Well, why don't you ask Mr. Sullivan, perhaps? Well, here's somebody coming forward. If you could identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Eric Radin with MnDOT Government Affairs. And I think there are a few cases where we've had private citizens who are not military or law enforcement personnel that have had highways named after them. I think a portion of Highway 212 is named after a citizen, Augie Schoenfelder, I believe his name was. It certainly is more rare, but I think there are a few cases where it's been done in the past.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dabney.
What did Augie Schoenfelder do that he was granted this honor? Do we know?
Mr. Chair and Representative Dabney, I believe he was just sort of a transportation advocate who was a proponent of expanding Highway 212, so just sort of a local community activist.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
One comes to mind, Carlson Parkway, but I don't know if that was done. Very seriously, it's in Plymouth. It's for the Carlson Company's founder. No relative. Might have been nice if he was. But I don't know if that was state law or if that was done by the city of, I think it's located in Plymouth. But Representative Dabney, did you have any further?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Representative Ferkelson.
Well, I was just going to add that Richard Mathewitz, who was the founder of Mathewitz Construction in beautiful downtown Leavenworth, a section of Highway 4, State Highway 4, near my farm, is named after Richard Mathewitz Construction Company founder, similar to the Ames situation.
Apparently. Okay. Any further discussion? Care to renew your motion?
Mr. Chair, I would renew my motion to move House File 836 as amended to be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We now have Representative Murphy is present, I think, somewhere in the room. Oh, there we go. So we'll revert back to the claims bill, which is House File 2697. Representative Olson.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that House File 2697 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us, and this one did not go to a division as such. So, Representative Murphy, the motion is before us. If you could explain the claims bill, and then I understand that you have an amendment that you would like somebody to move at the appropriate time.
That's
take the amendment now, or should we wait until you explain?
I think we should do the amendment now, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Olson.
I move the amendment coded A19-0304.
Okay, the amendment is before us. Representative Murphy, would you care to comment about the amendment?
The amendment pays for a left little finger that was partially lost, cut, gone, and to a person at Moose Lake or at Rush City Correctional Facility. And Mr. Chair, the subcommittee on claim joints, the joint subcommittee met last Tuesday night and listened to several hundred claims against the state, and this is a sum total of what we recommend that the state pays at this particular time.
Okay, and the amount is $1,875 is what's in the amendment then.
For Ricky Ritchie, yes.
I didn't hear Representative Murphy.
For the person at Rush City, yes.
Yes, yeah. The I was just giving people the amount in the amendment. Any discussion on the amendment? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just obviously the Claims Committee met on this, Chairman Murphy, and to either the testifier or the chair, if they could just elaborate on what the situation with this case, this individual.
Representative Murphy. The question was whether the Claims Committee met on, are you talking about the amendment or the bill generally?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so I was under the impression that doesn't the bill usually get referred right to the Claims Committee and then comes from claims to here? This bill just looks like it came straight to here.
Representative Murphy?
From the Joint Committee
okay.
of the Joint Subcommittee of LCC.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, can you just, if we could just get a little bit of facts on the situation that why this one needed either staff or from the testifier yes. about why this initiative, this person's being
right.
Okay, if you could identify yourself.
I'm Jason Keenley. I'm counsel, attorney for the Revisor's Office and also counsel to the Joint Subcommittee on Claims. Representative Garofalo, to your previous question, the Joint Subcommittee does not have jurisdiction over bills, so it hears claims through the claims process and then recommends, puts together an amendment for Ways and Means. The what's in the amendment, the $1,875 to Ricky Ritchie, in that case, Mr. Ritchie had the distal tip of his finger amputated when his left glove was caught in a drill press while he was working in the prison wood shop facility. The amputation, we used the workers' compensation schedule. That equates to a 2.5% loss of the whole body under workers' comp, and that's the figure that's there.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We now have the bill before us as amended. Representative Murphy?
Mr. Keenley can go on with that. The subcommittee was pretty unanimous on the votes for recommending $5,889 to reimburse DOC for claims.
Okay, and I should explain what I meant earlier, that this didn't go to one of the committee divisions, but it did go to the claims joint committee, is what the history of that is. If you'd care to explain the, I guess there are two claims in addition to the one we just adopted.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The other claim is one that is sort of statutorily granted. And it was in the bill originally. It's a number for reimbursement for the Department of Corrections for work release and community service programs. These claims come through as an injury that happens while they're doing a work release program, then they seek outside medical treatment, and these are reimbursements that are provided through through statute. And this joint subcommittee is basically the fiscal vessel for that.
Okay, any questions, any discussion? Okay, would you care to renew the motion, Representative Wilson?
I will renew the motion that House File 2696, as amended, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. This, by the way, was our first expenditure under other bills. Remember, there was an amount left at the bottom line for miscellaneous bills that will be coming through. I think at the time we referenced that this would be one that would be coming through. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's see. We go to Representative Dabney is next. Okay. Representative Dabney. Representative Dabney, care to move the division report?
Yes, I so move, Mr. Chair.
The division report on House File 2401. The motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor then signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Dabney, care to move the bill?
Mr. Chair, this simply deletes a section of unnecessary statute. We're just cleaning up the statute books here a little bit.
Yeah, we need you to move the bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to move House File 2401.
The division report, and then now Representative Dabney moves House File 2401 be recommended to be placed on the general registrar. And then you started to explain the bills.
My apologies, Mr. Chair. The section that we're deleting in the bill references a program that no longer exists. And so we're just cleaning up the statute.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none then, Representative Dabney renews his motion that House File 2401 be recommended to be placed on the general registrar. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Okay, Representative Dettmer, see present? Yeah, there we go. And that's... Yeah. Your Representative Hanson.
I move adoption of the Environment and Natural Resources Finance Division report on House File 484.
Okay, the motion is before us to adopt the division report. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Representative okay, Representative Hamilton is not present, so I'll move it. Chair moves the bill for the author House. That'll be I move House File 484 be recommended to be referred to the Tax Committee.
Yeah.
Okay, the motion is before us, and if you could explain the bill.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. House File 484 was part of the omnibus bill last session. That was... didn't make it through.
in the omnibus bill last year, but the bill would authorize the immediate withdrawal of land enrolled in the Metropolitan Agriculture Preserve when a state agency other than government unit acquires the land in fee, title, or obtains an easement for the purpose of creating and expanding a public trail park. And basically, the Minnesota statute, section 47473H.08, currently states the agriculture preserve shall continue until the landowner or the authority initiates expiration or providing in this section after the required notice, the Metropolitan Agriculture Preserve can expire after 8 years. So instead of waiting 8 years, both the landowner and the city of Scandia have agreed to go forward with this. So again, it was approved last session, and we'd like to continue on with this. Thank you.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have Representative Cantrell next. House File 2009. Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the Health and Human Services Finance Division report on House File 2009.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Olson.
I move House File 2009 as amended be recommended to be placed on the General Register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Cantrell, care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members of the committee. Pleasure to join you this morning. So House File 2009 would prohibit health plan companies from requiring that patients battling with stage 4 metastatic cancer follow a step therapy protocol. And the reason for this bill, and as a cancer survivor myself, this is something that hits really close to home, is that when somebody is at the point in which they are in the stage 4 of cancer, and every minute is vital for their survival or especially for their quality of life, requiring patients to go through a step therapy protocol can be not only detrimental to their health, but it can be distressing for the patient and their physician as they try to figure out how can they move forward at this stage of the disease. This bill is supported by the Susan G. Komen Foundation, he's not in the room right now, but I want to thank Representative Albright for being a co-sponsor on this bill. It has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate, and I would greatly appreciate the support of members of the committee, and I'll yield for questions.
Okay, any discussion? Representative Groffel.
Mr. Chairman, just a question for Mr. Marks. So just, again, reviewing the fiscal note, the Department of Human Services, Department of Health, and the Department of Commerce all say that this will have no cost.
Mr. Marks?
Mr. Chair, Representative Groffel, that's correct, as well as MMB and, yes, MMB as well.
Mr. Chairman, when's the Legislative Budget Office start up for us? When is that? When will you start handling the fiscal notes? Thank you.
It's the next legislative session is when that department will be operating under current law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think there's some discussion as to what the future of the agency is, but we won't get into that.
That's right.
Or the commissioner, or whatever the title of it is. Representative Cantrell. Concluding comments?
I appreciate the committee's time, Mr. Chair, and to Representative Groffalo's point, yep, this bill is free, so it's always good to see that. So I appreciate the committee's support.
Okay, Representative Olson, care to renew the motion?
I renew the motion that House File 2009, as amended, be recommended to be placed on the General Register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We now have
thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mahoney's bill. And
Mr. Chairman, I can move it if you guys will let me.
Seems how you were the originator of it.
No.
Representative Grapple, care to move the division report?
Mr. Chairman, so moved.
Motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Olson.
I move that House File 1781 be recommended to be placed on the General Register.
Okay, the motion is before us.
It's a great motion. Would you like me to explain it?
Representative Mahoney, would you care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It sounds like it's bipartisan.
Thank you. I think Representative Garofalo carried this bill 2 years ago. What this bill does is, in the way that the Minnesota Investment Fund works, is that rather than make a direct loan or grant to a company, they make it to the city that it is taking place in. So, and then that loan is repaid or forgiven through the city. They are allowed to keep up to 40% of the loan, 20 or 40. I'm sorry, I was been reading another bill trying to memorize it. And they have the opportunity, because many of these small towns end up with 2,000 or 5,000 or 8,000 in their account, they can't use it for economic development, which is what they're supposed to. So this bill allows them, if they return 20% to the state, they can use the rest of it for pretty much anything in their city, whether it's sewer and water, doing a cut-in for a business on the a cut into the street so that people can pull into their business, or any number of different items. They just have to send a letter to the committee chairs and the minority lead for jobs and economic development, both at the Senate and the House. Pretty simple bill. It's worked pretty well. I think about 35 cities have used it at this particular time. And although it's a little frustrating for me to see monies used that are supposed to be for economic development used in other ways, we're at least using the money.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, Representative Olson.
I renew my motion that House File 1781 be recommended to be placed on the General Register.
The motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Just double-checking that we had several bills that we were all done. By way of announcements, but these are subject to change, but to give you an idea, and then we'll send out an email, but going over the calendar, you know, we're going to have a fairly busy period with the omnibus bills coming forward. Monday, April the 8th, E12 Education, Jobs and Energy, and then possibly Greater Minnesota Jobs and Broadband. They're tentatively listed for the 8th, but that's subject to change. Tuesday, April the 9th, HHS, and perhaps depending on how much time that bill takes, we might pick up a couple of smaller bills at that time as well. Wednesday, April the 10th, Ag and Housing, Environment, and Transportation. On Thursday, April the 11th, will be Higher Education, Public Safety, Judiciary, and tentatively, again, Greater Minnesota Jobs, the disaster account portion. And again, that is tentative. And then Friday, April the 12th, will be taxes and veterans and state government. We'll be taking up other bills then after the break. But just recognize that those are tentative. We will let you know what the room assignments are, and we have to coordinate that week with House actions. So we will inform you as to the time we will meet and the room that we'll be meeting in. I assume we generally meet here in room 200, but if it's different than that, we'll be sure you're informed in advance. So that's the tentative schedule laid out between now and the break. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, obviously there'll be some flexibility with these, but I'm assuming that most of those meetings will be taking place in the late afternoon, early evening, so they're not overlapping with other committees that are meeting. But I'm assuming we'll find that
out. We'll do our very best to coordinate. I can't guarantee that it will be 100%. For example, this morning we overlapped for a time with the Rules Committee. You and I are both on that along with Representative Olson. As you know, sometimes when you get down to crunch time, that can't be totally avoided, but we will do the very best to reduce the number of conflicts. Okay, any other questions? With that, meeting adjourned.